This is a Tuesday Dial-A-Doc program every morning on a Tuesday. So let's head to FHN, and joining us here today, President and CEO of FHN, Mark Gridley's back with us again today. Hey, Mark, good morning. Hello to you.
Hey, good morning, Seth.
Well, it's always great to have you here at year end. We do the wrap up and holiday greetings and all of that. I know 2020 has been quite a year for everyone. And why don't you get, and especially at FFHN as well, give us some high points at FHN from your perspective.
Sure. And I think saying 2020 has been quite a year is the understatement. We certainly have had a lot of activity, and you know, most of our discussions have been appropriately so around COVID-19 and the pandemic and how we're all dealing with that. But we've also had some really great developments at FHN, including the start of our Crisis Stabilization Center, Dr. Ravi Vyas and Manu Vyas Crisis Stabilization Center for patients that and families that are in mental health crisis. It's a safe place for them, brand new offering for our community. And so we're extremely proud of the outpouring of support that we've had for that. We also opened an acute respiratory clinic, so not only for COVID-19, but any kind of just respiratory-related illness, so that we're definitely prepared in the future should we see things change and different types of viruses that we have to work with. And we broke ground for a new building in Joe Davies County, which was really exciting. It's the first major new development that we've done since we opened our Physicians and Media Care partnership. So lots of good things going on, but I think the most encouraging to me is watching our staff grow. We've had a number of people that have done scholarships and they've become nurses, or they've completed their training and become nurse practitioners, as well as hiring a number of new physicians. So we're pretty excited about that growth.
Mark, I know, you know, we all on the outside looking in have had our challenges here with this pandemic, but tell us from the inside looking out some of the most challenging aspects of handling the pandemic that you've had to face at FHN.
I think the most challenging by far is just the misinformation or lack of information and the constant change. I mean, it was really a lot of learning on the job, and it remains so. Knowing that this is extremely contagious, we weren't quite sure, you know, what sources to follow, and even some of those sources that were the authorities, you know, changed as we learned more, and we had to really be adaptable on the fly. And you know, the other changes and stress that really came from staff and on the public as a whole were these quarantines and homeschooling and a lot of the other mitigations really took a toll on a lot of us, including in the very beginning of this virus, where we actually had to shut down a number of our locations and our surgeries, and that created some more concern because people were delaying their health care and they were getting worse for non-pandemic type of situations or illnesses. So that's been a big challenge for us, and we continue to work through that and try and remain adaptable.
And what have you observed in the communities over the past year that has impacted FHN?
I want to try to focus on the positive that I've seen in the community, and that's been a lot of more individuals appreciating local businesses. I think as we've seen some of our smaller businesses close, which is devastating and heartbreaking to all of us, it's really been a rallying call that we need to support local more purposefully. And you know, the term shop local has been no more important this season than ever with everything going on. Even if it's just ordering for takeout and making sure that we're using what dollars we have to support our friends, families, and neighbors. And I've also been super impressed by the generosity of the community, the willingness for us to work together, people caring about their neighbors, reaching out to support each other, doing what needs to be done even though it's not comfortable, and just a more of a closeness as a community overall and trying to get through this together, and appreciation for you know, the stress that this has created on so many families throughout our area.
We're talking to Mark Gridley, President and CEO of FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. Mark, I know that, you know, this pandemic is going to be with us here now still in 2021, even though we, you know, have 2020 in a rearview mirror here. But what do you see as the most important things that we have to remember about this pandemic now going into 2021?
Well, you need to remember that it's not going to go away overnight. There is definitely, we see the sunrise, and there's a lot of hopefulness. We have the availability of a vaccine. We know a lot more about the virus itself. And so by adhering to, you know, our current guidelines of, you know, washing our hands, watching our distance, and wearing our masks until we can get this under control is going to go a long way. I know we're all trying to get through these mitigations as quickly as possible so we can open our areas up a bit more. But we got to be cautious with that. We've done a really good job of adhering to guidelines over the Thanksgiving weekend with a lot of travel and even some smaller group gatherings. We did not see the surge in Northwest Illinois in our area as much as we've seen in some of the other major metropolitan areas as well as other areas of the country. So we know we can do this. We just have to keep our diligence up and be a little bit more patient as we push through until we can really turn the corner.
Mark, is the vaccine, is it available locally yet?
It has been shipped to our hospital, so some of our healthcare workers have already been vaccinated last week. We are waiting for an additional shipment this week to be able to vaccinate more of our healthcare workers. The way that the vaccine is being rolled out through the state is the initial shipment went to the counties that had the highest death rate per capita, so they had the most doses. It was still not enough to vaccinate all healthcare workers, and the initial phase, or phase 1A, is focusing on healthcare workers and long-term care facilities, and so we're in that process right now. But the good news is that we had people last week that received their first dose. They'll need to get their second dose in approximately 28 days, and we have more vaccine on the way, and we're hoping to be able to administer this week yet.
Okay, sounds good. Mark, what about, you know, this has been a challenging environment for you in the healthcare industry, and the pandemic has impacted the way you do business. And what about the future of healthcare? What do you see as a result of this?
It has impacted us. You know, one of the things that we're going to focus on in 2021 is making sure people are comfortable in coming through our doors and taking care of their wellness. We've seen a lot of healthcare being postponed or delayed. And unfortunately, that's one of those things that kind of builds up and creates a problem into the future. So we want to make sure we're really focusing on staying on top of those people that have chronic conditions, making sure that those are well managed. One of the other things that we've seen is a lot more with telehealth or virtual medicine. So we're doing a bit more of that. We've utilized our patient portal quite a bit for messaging back and forth. And so we're adapting to those pieces and looking at really more of that preventative focus so that we can keep people well, in addition to expanding our offerings around primary care.
And you talked a little bit right at the top of the show here, the interview, about the achievements that FHN has had during this year that you're proud of. Maybe you want to tell us a little bit more about a couple of those things.
Sure thing. I would say, once again, I'm most proud of our staff. And when I think about the things that we've done as an organization, it's really been about the people. And FHN is so much more than bricks or mortar or the latest piece of technology. And though we heavily invest in our property and our equipment, it's really the skill and compassion of our people that drive all of that and make the difference. So I think the biggest accomplishment at FHN is those people, those groups of individuals, our family members coming together and really looking at what they can do despite the stress that they're feeling, despite the fear or anxiety they might be experiencing. They've all been focused on how do we take care of the families in this community, how do we do our job well, how do we keep each other safe. And that has truly led to the amazing outcomes that we've seen this year. We could have been in a much, much worse situation, but even being in this difficult time, it's been their spirit, their camaraderie, their commitment that has truly made a difference for us.
What's ahead for FHN in 2021? What's your thoughts there?
Some of the focus that we're looking at, as I mentioned, is really a big push on wellness and education. I'd like to be able to reach deeper out into all of our communities to have conversations with the people that we're serving and figure out how do we meet their needs better and be able to move on that. We are investing in an upgrade or updating our surgical suite, so our OR, it's a big construction project that we have in the operating room to make sure we are offering that state-of-the-art technology. And we're looking at investing in some of our imaging equipment. And as I mentioned, we broke ground on a new building in Joe Davies County, and we look forward to opening that next year as well.
All right, and before you leave, give folks out there, listeners, advice in terms of how they can stay up to date with everything that's going on at FHN.
Well, as always, is listening to great programs like yours. making sure that they're checking out our FHN Facebook page or our FHN website, which is fhn.org. And again, we try and get the inside out regular intervals throughout the year, so please take time to read that to hear all of the things that are happening.
And before you leave, Mark, any special holiday plans or New Year's resolutions?
Well, this holiday is certainly going to be spent with the nuclear family, small gathering, so really just my wife and my boys, and we're looking forward to spending some time together and breaking out some of those old board games and reconnecting, and maybe a couple of home projects that I've still been putting off throughout the year. For New Year's resolutions, not really a New Year's resolutions type of person. However, I did talk to you last year and said I wanted to focus on my physical and mental well-being, and I'm glad to report out that I've lost over 20 pounds and kept that off, so I want to keep that trend going into the new year of just, again, working on my own mental and physical well-being, which I encourage most of our audience to do. I want to say that I really appreciate the support that we've seen with our community and encourage people just to follow those three W's of, you know, washing the hands, watching your distance, wearing a mask, and really just wish everybody a happy, healthy, and safe holiday and a much better year ahead of us.
Yeah, we all hope so. Mark, always great to talk to you. Great information as always. It's always great to visit with you. And you and your family, happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and a healthy 2021, all right?
Thank you so much, and thanks to everybody for choosing FHN.
That's Mark Gridley, president and CEO of FHN. The preceding brought to you today by FHN.
The holidays can be an emotional time for many people, and that can be even more pronounced when experiencing grief and loss. With us from FHN is spiritual care coordinator Sean Huguenin. Sean, what kinds of grief might a person be experiencing this time of year?
Well, you know, a lot of the traditional type of grieving and losses, you know, the death of somebody recently, or even somebody in the past, because holidays can bring up a lot of past history and memories of loved ones, pets, etc. This year, as definitely we've seen in our world today, there's been a great loss of income, which I'm sure has had an impact on many people, as well as the fact of normalcy. I think that's probably something that most of society is missing today, especially being a society of gathering. Having that loss this year is going to be very hard for many families.
Sean, can you tell us where people might be able to get some help?
Yeah, I would just like to say, you know, if there's anybody out there who is going through some hard loss and feeling that their grief is a little overwhelming, that there is help. And I want to encourage them to, like I mentioned, to reach out to the healthcare provider, or most of all, if they have to, I could be a resource for them. So please reach out to FHN at www.fhn.org or the pastoral department here at the hospital, and I will provide whatever resources I can and address you in any way that I can.
And again, a good starting point is fhn.org.
It's the Morning Mess, presented by Woodford State Bank, keeping it local in Monroe, South Wayne, Argyle, and Blanchardville for over 100 years. Woodford State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender. This hour of the Morning Mess is from the Havens Tree Care Studios. Havens Tree Care of Blanchardville provides affordable and professional tree care services. They gently prune and remove trees using ropes and special gear, saving your lawn from heavy equipment damage. For more information, go to HavensTreeCare.com. The RPM Motors and RPM Takeoffs in New Glarus text line is open all morning at 888-325-0937. RPM Motors and RPM Takeoffs, New Glarus.
Kamala Harris, playful and ascendant. Oh, Kamala, Kamala is on her way. Excuse me, I'm speaking, smiling, but I'm speaking. Let bullies take their warning. We've gone from night to morning. A new day is a morning. All aboard.